Okay, here we go. We are on. A couple more people need to hit that number one to acknowledge being recorded. One more person. Don't get disconnected. Almost there. All right. Well, hello, Corporate Fit Challenge Fast Track. Today is Friday, June 1st, and we've got our monthly call. Again, this call is being recorded, so whether you're listening live or later, I know you're going to get some great takeaways. I'm really excited about the information I have to share with you today. And then about halfway through the call, I always open up the lines, and we will do some Q&A and roundtable. I know some people just listen to the first half of the call, and some people stay on the whole time to connect with other people. So it kind of depends on what you need out of this today. If you're just looking for some content, I'll deliver that in the first half hour, maybe 25 minutes. And then if you want to connect with other trainers and hear more about what people around the country and the world are doing, you'll want to stay on for that Q&A. So I'll leave that up to you. If you did not make the last call, I want to give a plug for this and remind you where you can find it. If you did not hear my last call where I dialed in from Park City, Utah, I really encourage you to go back and listen to that. I gave you four simple steps for growing your business smarter and not harder this year. And I know many people took some good ideas from that call and made some changes to their business for the year and how they're scheduling events for the year. So if you didn't hear that call, I'd suggest you go back and listen. I also then talked about what really makes the CFC unique, what makes it remarkable, what makes it different from other wellness programs. And I think for those of you wanting to get out and talk more about it, share it with their clients, share it with your friends and family, you'd feel more confident doing that if you really understood, well, why is this different? And it is very, very different from a normal wellness program. And I won't get into all the reasons. So you'll have to go back and listen to that call if you didn't already. To get to that call, you would go to corporatefitchallenge.com. You'd click on login. You'd log in with your name and with your password, name and password. If you don't have that information still, email kelly@bayathleticclub.com. For most of you, it's your first initial. Last name is your login, and your password would be fast track. All right, so I would encourage you to go back and listen to that last call if you happen to miss it. All right, so the theme of the call today is I am sharing with you something that we recently completed in the CFC that's been one of our biggest successes. And so it's a great time to talk to you about it. We just finished it last Friday. So whether you are new to the Corporate Fit or you've been doing it, this is applicable to you. You would just use the information in a slightly different way. So let me go from here. We just completed a six-week Corporate Fit Challenge reunion. So for those of you who have done Corporate Fit Challenges before, all I'm talking about is putting an invitation out to as many of the businesses that you've worked with, whether you've done 5 or 50. You would put an invitation out to anyone who has been through it and say, hey, are you ready for a checkup challenge? Are you ready for some extra accountability without the full money? Do you want to do a reunion Corporate Fit Challenge? We got great response. We had 28 people from all different workplaces join in. Now, again, they'd already gone through it once, so it didn't need to be as hands-on, as strict, as tight of teams, if that makes sense. All the things that really make it work the first time around can be a little looser in this one because they've already been through that one-on-one coaching. They've already had their teammates in their workplace. So this one's more of a follow-up CFC. Now listen, for those of you who have not yet done a CFC, I realized when I was writing up my notes for this today that this might not be a bad place to start, especially if you are a team of one. If you are feeling at all overwhelmed about the number of people that you would need to serve in the Corporate Challenge by yourself, this is a great way to take a six-week Corporate Fit and do more group coaching. So I'm going to go through all the elements of what we did today, what worked, what didn't, all the feedback and results. So what I'm talking about is a six-week Corporate Fit Challenge reunion. It's a kind of hybrid model of the traditional Corporate Fit Challenge that you have. So again, we had 28 people participate. We had we put them into 5 teams. They were from all different workplaces, so they had to meet new people. They were still put on a team. They were still assigned a coach. So that part didn't change. So the average amount of people per team was 6 people per team with one coach. The elements of the challenge included this. There's just a few differences from the traditional challenge. We still had a kickoff, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment because that was critical. It was different this time around. We still had a kickoff. Instead of doing 3 coaching appointments with each person, as we recommend you do in the corporate fit, 1 in week 1, a follow-up in week 3, a follow-up in week 5. Instead of doing 3 individual coaching appointments per person, we did 1 team meeting per week. 1 team meeting per week. And I'll tell you what was in that. We did 1 workout per week. So they had the chance to come to our normal Sunday at 5 o'clock CFC workout. So again, they were at that workout with other groups in town who are also in the CFC. We merged them all together. I know some of you do Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. Some of you do noontime workouts for your group workout. The point is that you need 1 group workout per week. The reunion still included email accountability. It still included weight measurements and fitness testing at the beginning and the end. It still included a party at the end. It still included journals, and we gave them a phase 2 food plan. So less recipes, more just ideas for healthy cooking and grocery shopping lists and kind of just food, simple foods to have in their household. All right? So a lot of the elements were the same. The main different element was instead of those three individual appointments, which some of you are struggling with how to schedule those, you could pilot this yourself and just do 1 group meeting per week per team again. So still in a small group. I hope that makes sense. We had 28 people in the challenge, about 6 people per team. Those 6 people met with their coach once per week. All right? So those were the elements. Let me tell you how it went. This group had so much fun because they'd been through it once, they knew what to expect, and they liked the idea of having a tighter connection to their team. People averaged between 4 pounds lost and 20.2 pounds lost, between 4 inches and 12 inches. The winner of this challenge was a guy who'd organized the challenge before for the Rotary Club. His name was Bob Kraft. He lost 20 pounds and 10 inches in this challenge. And he was not as, quote, strict as he was in his first challenge. And I'm going to explain to you what we did differently with them. Let's see. So Bob won it, 20 pounds, 10 inches. He'd been an organizer before. He was anxious to jump back in. Oh, yeah, I want to tell you, he had 25 pounds in his first challenge a year ago. And over the course of the year, he'd only put back on 10. So he actually had done pretty well, I'd say, taking 25 off a year ago, putting on 10 over the course of the year. He jumped in this reunion and took 20 back off. All right? So it really helps people get back on track if they're falling off the wagon after their previous challenge. So I would really recommend for those of you who are veteran Corporate Fit Challenge coaches that you organize even a summer reunion. It's just the idea of giving them accountability, weekly workouts, weekly check-ins, a journal, just giving them what they need to stay on track over the summer, a 6-week reunion. All right, those who haven't done it before, again, you can do the same concept as your first challenge. You can pilot this before you do the full challenge. It's still going to work, and it's going to be a little less hands-on time. All right, so let me tell you what I think was the reason why this group in particular did so well and what I think I did differently with this group. My kickoff talk was different than it has ever been before, and I want to share with you kind of so you can visualize in your head how I did this talk. I know we all have different fortes in fitness and in business, and I hate QuickBooks and I hate the accounting, but I really love writing and presenting. So if I can share with you what I did in this presentation and you could take pieces of it and make it your own, I think it would work for you. So at this kickoff, we had 28 people, and instead of sitting in a classroom style where they're all sitting like in rows and tables, I did it differently. I wanted them to start feeling like a team right away. So we met in my studio. You could meet anywhere you wanted, and we sat in a big circle. And at first, they felt kind of awkward. I think I made a joke about, hey, we're not here to play duck, duck, goose. I just want you to sit in a big circle because I need to physically see each and every one of you, and I need you to see each other because I need you to see who you are in charge of because we are a team, and you are in charge of the person next to you and across from you and everywhere in between, and I want you to have to look at them during this presentation. So we were in the studio. We actually sat on like Swiss balls or physio balls, whatever you guys call them, and we sat on a ball and just sat in a big circle. So here's how I started the presentation, and I've never done this before. I just started calling people out by name and asked them simple questions like this. What time do you have to be at work in the morning? And they'd just answer the question and kind of look at me funny. And then I'd say, what day of the month is your mortgage due? And then I'd ask a question about what day of the week is your payroll due at your office? Who do you turn your timesheet into? What day of the month do you have to pay for your car? What time do you have to leave your house to get to work on time? And I just started asking all these questions. What day of the week does someone come and pick up your garbage? And now by this time, they're so confused but curious about where I'm going. So I just sat there for a minute and had them think about those questions. I said, those are pretty easy to answer, right? They're kind of almost yes or no questions. I have to leave my house at 7:15. The garbage comes on Thursday. My rent is due on the 15th. Why is she asking me these random questions? So I looked at the woman next to me who's a teacher. Her name is Stephanie. And I just decided to use her as my example. So I said, Stephanie, you heard me ask all these people in the room all these random questions. You're probably wondering what we're doing. I said, I'm going to use you as my example. What time do you have to be up in the morning to get your kids ready? She said, I need to get up at 6:30 to get myself ready and then the kids ready. What time do you need to leave for school? I need to leave at 7:35, whatever it was. What time is school done? 3:12. What day of the week are your report cards due? They're due the fourth Friday of the month, whatever it was. And I said, Stephanie, does that sound like you have a lot of rules in your life? A lot of just structure and rules that you have to live by? She said, yeah, I do. I said, well, let's talk about the rules in your household. Who takes the garbage out? Who's in charge of the laundry? Who's in charge of the dishes? Who pays your bills? Who does the grocery shopping? Who feeds the baby? Talk to me about the rules of your house. And so we went through all of them kind of ad nauseum. They're like, what the heck? And I said, Stephanie, what are the rules for your health? And then I just sat there. And she's like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, what are the rules for your health? How many times have you decided in your life that you're going to work out per week? How many fruits and vegetables have you decided you're going to have every day? Or how many days a week are you going to allow yourself to have dessert or an alcoholic beverage or a soda or whatever it is for you? How much sleep have you told yourself that you're going to get per night? How often are you going to see the doctor every year? What is the weight that you are most comfortable at that feels good to you that's within a healthy range? What's that number? Now, I'm obviously not asking her. I'm asking her facetiously, just using it as an example. So I sat there and then looked. I literally looked with my eyes at every single person in the room and said, do you have answers to all of those questions? And you guys, I'm making up those questions on the phone with you right now. I can't remember exactly what I said, but I think you get the gist of it, right? I said, can you answer all those questions right now? That you go to bed at 11 and get up at 6, you get 7 hours of sleep, that you're going to exercise 4 days a week, that you're only going to have a sweet or treat on Friday night, that you're only going to drink once a month, that you're going to attend yoga twice a month, whatever it is, you're going to see the doctor every February. No one, you guys, no one in the room felt like they had rules. And they may have been too shy to raise their hand, but I said, who feels like they've got a good handle on their rules for their health? No one. Now, I have literally heard about this presentation from, I feel like, every single person who was there. People are still stopping me at the health club, and when I'm coming in and out of my classes or coming in and out of work, I've gotten emails. They talked about it at their finale. And I'm not saying it was magic. I'm saying it was something different, and it really made it practical for them. It made it practical for them. So here are some of the other things I shared that I think were different. One of the pieces of advice that we give around here a lot that I'm sure you use with your clients as well is this. I said to them, what if your nutrition rule were just that you were going to eat 100% clean 100% healthy 80% of the time. 100% healthy, 100% clean, perfect meals 80% of the time. And they're like, okay, they kind of started nodding. And I said, now listen, I know some of you have been around this club and you've heard me say that before, but it's kind of just been a statistic. I think it hasn't sunk in. I have not done a good job of making that practical and real to you. So now I'm going to break it down even easier. And I'm going to say over the course of 2 days, you're probably going to eat 10 times, three meals a day, and potentially two snacks. All right, so let's say that they're going to have 10 times during the course of 2 days that they have to pick nutrition. And I said, what if I said to you, out of those 10 meals and snacks, on Monday and Tuesday, eight of them are going to be perfect, clean, and two of them you can be looser with. Simple. Now, you don't have to exactly agree with my ratio or my recommendation, but I'm saying, do you have a recommendation like that that you can make really practical? There was one woman in the room who stopped me afterward. Her name is Joanne. And she said, oh, my gosh, Trina, I feel like everything just clicked. And I was like, all right, well, we'll see, right? Give me a break. It was just words, right? She said, I just needed it to be that black and white because when I have too much wiggle room, I make too many mistakes. And everybody always preaches, she said to me, everyone always preaches everything in moderation. Yeah, well, no one does everything in moderation. Moderation to us means like 20 hours of TV a week. Moderation to most people means, maybe I'll have two glasses of water or maybe I'll just have five beers. And I'm not saying that's everyone. I know some of you live in much healthier communities than I do. But as a whole, our country's really obese and out of shape and overweight, right? So moderation is not meaning anything to most people these days. But 8 out of every 10 meals making really good, now that means something. And that means, okay, so my snack on Monday afternoon, maybe I'll have a frozen yogurt, right? Or maybe I'll have whatever it is for that person. Maybe they really wanted a soda. Now, instead of us saying no soda for the rest of your life, which I'd be fine with, right? But maybe most people wouldn't be. What if you said, what's your rule for soda? What's your rule for alcohol? What's your rule for dessert? We don't, and I looked at them and said, we don't tell our kids, here's your homework. Turn it in whenever. Do it whenever you'd like. Use a pen, pencil, red, crayon, marker, whatever you want. Turn it in wherever. Just think about turning it in, right? Now, our kids get such rules. My kids have to turn in their science on Wednesday, their math on Friday. It's due at 7:45 in the morning. They have to use a pencil. I have to sign off on it. It's so rule-driven, right, that I think sometimes as adults we try to balk at all the rules in life and say, I got rules in the workplace. I had rules growing up. I don't want rules. Well, people need rules. They're starving for rules. I should make that a topic of a blog. People are starving for rules. Help them create them. So what's the key? What's the missing link here? Well, the missing link here that I haven't shared, obviously, is they need to help create their own rules. And I know you know this, but sometimes we're trainers more than life coaches, right? So I'm trying to offer you some life coaching tips for you to share with your team or for yourself. Have people help create their own rules. So here's how we did that. And this is the first time we've ever done this. After I gave that presentation, I handed out sheets of paper. And they said, I will. And they had two lines on them. Now, I'm not even going to complicate this. We've used those sheets before, but never in this way. So let me just explain how we used them this time. At the kickoff that night, they had to write down two things, one nutrition, one fitness, that they were going to stick to that week. I will, and they could choose to say cut out alcohol or cut out fast food or cut out processed food or whatever it is. And then one was fitness. I will get in at least 5 workouts this week. All right, they got to pick the rules. I gave them lots of examples of things they might want to choose, but they got to pick the rules. A lot of people chose I will commit to breakfast every day, and their fitness was I will commit to 3 strength training exercises or 3 strength training workouts per week, because a lot of people, I think, skimp on that. So they got to write down their own. Now, when they met with their team and their coach every week thereafter for the next 6 weeks, they did a new weekly I will statement. So look at how this worked out. I got this brainstorm in the middle of the night that at the end of the 6 weeks, I was going to have their coach type up per person the 12 rules that they came up with during that challenge, 6 fitness, 6 nutrition. And we handed them and said, Bob Kraft, here are the 12 rules that you stuck with during this challenge. Can you stick with these? Are these your rules for your health? And as the challenge went, we didn't have all of them. Let me clarify. Not everyone had to be fitness or nutrition. Some had to do with stress. Some had to do with sleep. Some had to do with they had to pick one thing they've been avoiding in their health. Did they need to get their cholesterol checked? Did they need to make a doctor's appointment? So they ended up with lots of different rules of things that they wanted to get done for themselves. For some people, it was simple as you need to improve your sleeping situation. Do you need better sheets? Do you need a better pillow? Do you need darkening shades? I mean, really, we kind of got down to just healthier habits in general, and they wrote up all these I will statements, and at the end, they got their list of 12. It is the best feedback we have gotten on a program that I feel like people really heard the message. We've done, I think at this point, 110 Corporate Fit Challenges. They always work, right? People always get great results. They rave about it, but this was kind of fun to do it a little bit differently and hear people say, this is something I can stick to for life. The woman who came up to me, Joanne Meisel, on the opening kickoff and said, this is what I needed to hear. You made it practical. You made it about me. I think I can stick with this. Well, at the end of the challenge, she had lost 7 pounds. She's a really petite woman. It was 5% of her body weight. She lost 7 pounds and said, I'm not putting this back on because this was so easy for me to do. She said, I still had dessert once a week. I didn't work out every day. I worked out 4 days a week. She's like, this is a lifestyle I can stick with. All right. The other thing that we did that was interesting in this program, and I will open up the line soon, was that we asked people, we just kind of threw in all kinds of tests or we kind of use them as guinea pigs because I always want to have stuff to share with you guys as well. We asked them during the 6 weeks if they would pick one thing that was really outside their comfort zone that they'd never done before in relation to fitness, and they had to share that within the team, and then they had to do it, and then they had to talk about it afterward. So for, like, example, one woman said, you know, she lives near the lake, and there's this really pretty park on the lake that she always drives by but never goes to because it's a little too far from her house. So she said, you know, I have lived in the same house for 30 years. I've driven by this park, and I always think, you know, my kids are grown. I don't go there anymore, but it looks like such a pretty place. I should go. She said, I'm going to walk to Rockport Park, and it was like 6 miles there and 6 miles back. So she did like a 12-mile walk with she and her husband, and they took a picnic with them. So they did a picnic lunch on a long walk, and these people are like 60 years old. They're both retired. So it's not an average day that most 60-year-olds wake up and say, I'm going to walk 12 miles today and have a picnic, right? So she talked about it for the rest of the challenge, how unique that was, what a fun date that was, how much they talked about on their walk, just everything. She thought it was such a cool experience. Another couple, Nancy and Bob Coombs, said that their stepping out of their comfort zone was going to be doing some form of exercise every day for 14 days straight. Now, they picked the 14 days. We didn't pick that and hand it to them. Nancy and Bob Coombs are two people who will go years without exercising. There's always an excuse. She has back pain. He's a doctor. He doesn't have a lot of spare time. That's what they always say. So they literally could go years without exercising, and they decided they were going to do something every day for 14 days. And they did it. And they were so excited about it. They said, you know, we probably haven't worked out 14 times in the past year, and we did it every day for 14 days. All right, so it was really fun to have them choose one thing outside of their comfort zone, vocalize it within the group, and do it. Some of these things might sound like adolescent or childish to you or kind of gamey, but these were all adults. I mean, there was one 12-year-old in the program with his father and grandmother, but these are things that adults really had fun with. They did. So I hope you take some of these ideas. And then the last thing that we did differently this time that I hope it could work for you is that we gave each team one of our favorite books. And I'm sure you've got lots of favorite books that you share with your clients. But this is a book called 212, The Extra Degree. I know you've heard me mention it before. It just shows people by doing that one extra degree in life, your whole life can change. Just like at 211 degrees, water is hot. At 212, it boils. Boiling water, steam, fire, you know, can run a steam engine. One extra degree can take you to the next level in life. So we had them, each team, we bought 5 books, one for each team, and they had to read the book and then star the quote that they liked the best and put their signature on it. And then they'd bring it back to the team meeting and hand it to somebody else, and then they would take the book for the week. And so they kind of got to come up with their own mantra. They got to pick one quote out of that book that really meant the most to them. And then on their week, they got to share what that quote was and what it meant to them and how they were going to apply it to their life. Not just their fitness, their life. Their life. One person I remember, I sat in on one of the team meetings for Team Yellow, and one person had said that it was something about adjusting their mindset, that just choosing to see, to wake up and make the conscious choice to make that day happier. And they said, you know, I kind of am one of those people that wakes up and already thinks about what I got to do that day and what might be wrong and what I'm not going to get done. And just by making that mindset shift that today's going to be a great day, I'm going to create a great day, really made a difference. And it was fun for them to have something to share, kind of more like a mini book club within this Corporate Fit Challenge reunion. All right? Wow, friends, I just shared and downloaded a lot of information on you. I hope it was helpful. I hope you can take some ideas on helping your corporate challengers or clients create rules for their health. And instead of just going in and preaching to them about needing rules, it really helps set the stage if you start demonstrating how rules are everywhere else in life except our health. If you really make it more about them and their day and not about what you know as a fitness professional. Using that 80-20 rule might work for you or adjust it as you need to, but that really worked for our participants, especially when I broke it down to 10 meals and 8 out of 10 had to be really good. You could talk about 8 out of 10 beverages should be water, whatever works for you, but giving them something specific to grasp onto really seemed to sink in. I will send you the video, the finale video we did of this group, now that I've talked about them so much. If you'd like to see them, I'll send you our quick finale video. It's just a couple minutes long. It shows them working out. It shows them high-fiving. It shows them kind of succeeding over the course of 6 weeks. I hope you guys are doing those videos as well, or at least capturing testimonials in some way, because testimonials are going to drive your business, right? All right, well, wonderful. We have 17 people on the line. That's the end of my part of the presentation. I'm going to open it up, and I'd love to hear from you. And if you don't want to share an update but are just here to listen, that is fine, too. I encourage you to stick with me while we open up the lines and hear from the people on. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I have everybody on the line by area code. So what generally works for me is just to call out an area code, and you can offer your update. So let me do this. I'm going to go to area code 517, and I think that might be Rebecca Klinger. Am I right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. So what would you – can you introduce yourself and then share quickly?
My name is Rebecca Klinger. I'm one of the owners of State of Fitness here in East Lansing. And we haven't run our first one yet. We have just received the materials and are going over it as a staff and how we want to implement it.
Cool. Did you get some ideas from this today?
Yes. Some very helpful ideas.
Great. Well, make sure, thanks for introducing yourself. Make sure you schedule that one-on-one call. I'm anxious to work with you guys and help you get started. And I hope that today was good information for you. So stick on and you can hear what other people have to say. All right, we've got 909. I think that's Jill from Energy Lab Fitness, 909.
Hi, this is Adam.
Oh, hi, Adam. Is it still Energy Lab?
Yeah, still at the Energy Lab.
Okay, tell me what's happening there.
We've been open for 1 year now, and the owner, Jill Rooks, she met you at Todd Durkin's boot camp, or not boot camp, the mastermind thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're going to start implementing the Corporate Fit Challenge really soon. We're pretty excited about it.
Nice. Did you get some ideas from the call today?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was all reunion stuff, but I think it's going to integrate well with just the regular Corporate Fit Challenge. I particularly like how you broke it down into rules.
Good. Thanks for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I meant for the information today to be for newbies or for people who've been doing it. You can apply it to a new challenge or a reunion challenge. So please keep in mind that the ideas can be, you know, mixed and matched.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Awesome. Adam, I think we still need to do your coaching call as well with Jill. So make sure you guys get that scheduled with Kelly so we can help you get started.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks for being on. Stay tuned in. We're going to have a few other people share. Let's see. How about 832, is that Angie? No, it's Carrie.
This is Carrie. This is Carrie. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Talk to us.
Hi.
Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Carrie Harper. I own Carrie Fit, which is just me, basically. And I am starting my first challenge with a local software company. I'm launching on June 18th.
Nice. And we just did your call yesterday, so you feel fired up and ready to go?
Fired up and ready. I've got my materials, and I'm ready to go.
Awesome. Did you get some ideas from the call today?
Wonderful ideas. I really think these software people are going to dig the rules. And I think that a book club is an awesome idea as a teacher.
Oh, great. Great. Excellent. Carrie is down in Texas, you guys, and she's a music teacher, also a personal trainer, and a mom of two. So I love how we have so many different people around the world using the program. So we're anxious to see how it goes with the software company. And, yes, I think they're going to dig the rules. So, okay, stay tuned. We're going to open up the lines to the MAC. We've got a couple people on from there. Maryland Athletic Club, talk to me.
Trina, it's Maria. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we've got you. Hi, Maria. I unmuted all three of your lines, so anyone can share.
I'm not sure who else is on. Love the idea about the CFC reunion. We've got several of these under our belts. So I think it's a really great opportunity, and we will be working on that shortly. I wanted to let you know something that's going on today at 3 o'clock, and I'm actually a little bit nervous because we've never done this before. We have a company called EMG that we brought on that we're going to do their launch today. And we have about 30 people locally, but this is a company that's international. They've got, not international, within the country. They've got about 9 or 10 other locations. And at 3 o'clock, we're going to webcam them all in. And we've decided to try a remote CFC. So our coaches are going to have a combination of local and remote participants. The remotes, they're going to handle their one-on-one appointments over the phone. We're going to try to Skype them into the coaches, and we've got workouts planned for them. Some belong to clubs, some don't, so we've got both types of workouts planned. And I'm really looking forward to this. The launch, they're all going to be cameraed in and be able to participate, and we plan to do the same with the finale. So a little nervous, but I think it's going to be great.
I am so proud of you guys. You're, like, taking over. Every time I'm on this call, I make this joke, if you haven't been on it before, Maryland Athletic Club needs to start taking over the coaching calls and coaching you guys. They have taken this program and made it their own that I need to learn from them. I love it. Let me give you one quick tip. We have done a few remote challenges. One,
okay.
I told you, we did with my husband's office is the NOAA office, National Oceanic Atmospheric Association, and his headquarters are in your neck of the woods in Silver Spring. So we did one with a local team here at his office, and then we also did it with the team at headquarters. And we Skyped them in, a lot of the same stuff you talked about, at-home workouts and gym workouts. Still sent them the food plan. They still journaled. One thing that we did that you might want to consider is we had those teams, we had them pick a team captain. So if they were on a team of 6 or 7, one of them offered to be the team captain, and they organized a weekly, instead of a weekly group workout, they organized a weekly outing where they would all meet at a park to go on a hike, or they'd meet for a walk, they'd meet for a bike ride, depending on the time of year. And we just had them organize a active outing. And I think that added a lot of fun to it. In fact, that's what they talked about the most at the end. Sometimes it was just, you know, all meeting at noon for a walk every Friday around the office and having lunch together. But it was something that they had to organize as a team, so they didn't miss out on that component.
Excellent idea. They do have some locations where, like, we've got one person in San Diego and one in L.A. and one in Florida and one in New York, you know, where they're not with other people within their company work. So, you know, for the ones where there are 2 and 3, that's a great idea, and I definitely will do that. For the other ones, any ideas or just kind of go with?
Okay, well, one other thought on that then. There's a concept that even if you're not doing it together, if you're both doing it, you feel connected, right?
Yes.
So even in the corporate challenge, if a couple is in it together, even if they're not coming to the gym together, if they're both in general going to the gym, they feel connected, which is why this will still work for you. But what if you let those individual people around the country, if you put them on one like the kind of the randoms on one team. And that coach said, okay, this week Maria in San Francisco is picking what the activity is. And Maria says, I want everyone to go for a 3-mile walk.
Great idea.
And then so you get the point. So they each still get to pick one activity and everyone else still has to do it. Then they have something in common to still talk about.
That's a great idea. Okay. Very, very good.
Cool. I hope it works. I just know that was the part that people away, you know, remotely talked about the most was, you know, okay, I had to find somewhere different in my community to go for a hike, or I had to find a new bike path I haven't been on and go on a bike ride, and just stuff that they wouldn't normally do.
Perfect.
Love it,
Maria. Is there anybody else, Mac? I think we had some coaches that might have had questions. I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's see. Who else? There's a couple other people from the Mac on who might have a question.
Hello?
Yeah.
This is one of the coaches from the MAC. My name is Kyle Hagee.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, and I'm actually doing that launch today with Maria for the EMG, and I'm pretty excited for it. I think it's going to be a pretty cool experience. One of the ideas that I came up with talking to some of the remote people is to see if they have Skype and Skype with them, so I can kind of put a face with their name and, you know, kind of make it more personal instead of just over the phone. With what you guys were just talking about scheduling things, I think it's a good idea to have a coach like that for a team to set up things. Even if they're, like, you know, around the country or whatever, they can do, like, a park workout. You know, there's parks everywhere, whether it's hiking or anything like that. So,
yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Cool, and I think that the Skyping is going to be awesome. Definitely putting a face to the name helps. Even when I do the coaching calls for trainers on the call, I like to look you up on Facebook or look up your websites. I want to know who I'm talking to. So even having those remote people, you know, send over a photo and a bio to their coach and share that within the group, any way that you can make them feel more connected. As you know, with Facebook, and you don't need to be in the same city to feel connected. It just really matters if you're going through the same experience. So make it about the experience and how much can you share that with each other.
Absolutely. Cool. And another idea I just thought of is, you know, with the remote people, maybe kind of set up like a blog almost, so they can kind of blog about their experiences, their kind of workouts, like their weekly workouts, if they, you know, went on a hike or something, to kind of, like, you know, excite the other members in the group, you know, because they're at different locations, so.
Yeah, anything you can do that makes it easy for people to communicate, even just a free Google group going, like we have for the Fast Track, just going to Gmail and setting up a free Google group, or, of course, just a Facebook group for people who are on Facebook. Any way that's simple for people to communicate is great. All right, I just got an email from Jason. It just popped up, CFC conference call, so I looked at it. Jason is also at the Mac, and it sounds like he might be on. Jason, are you on?
Jason, unmute.
That's okay. Okay, see that he's on, so maybe he's just not able to chime in right now. But, Jason, I got your message. I'm glad that you're on. Maria, you guys are crushing it. Anything else you want to share about recent results or upcoming challenges, any other new ones you've got coming?
We're good. We are booked through the end of the summer. And for those of you that are new, I just want to tell you, just get that first one booked, and then they come, and they come easily. And then they rebook for the second time the same companies. And just know that the first one truly is the hardest one. It is. And after that, they just roll. You feel comfortable, and they just keep on going. This has been the best thing that the MAC has done in terms of corporate outreach, and it's really brought us a lot of business. So I'm glad that all of you are participating in this.
Oh, I love it, Maria. And I know that we couldn't get you on the last call. You had to leave before we finished, and you wanted to be able to share something like that. So I appreciate that. We've got a lot of new trainers on. So, and I tell them on their coaching calls that, listen, I swear, once you get one or two done, it's just all referral-based, and someone who was in the last one wants to do it again, or their friend wants to do it. So thank you for reiterating that and backing me up on that. We've got a few more people on that I would like to hear from, so if you guys wouldn't mind staying on, that would be great. I might call on you to help me coach anyway. Let's see, 718. It looks like we've got, is that Mark? Mark, are you on?
Mark and Cheetah.
Oh, it's Cheetah. You guys are both in New York. Same area code. Mark and Cheetah. Cheetah's on. Cheetah, introduce yourself and tell them what's up.
No, I don't want to. No. Well, my name is Cheetah. I have a personal training company in New York City. So far, with the Corporate Fitness Challenge, I have my daughter's school signed up, but even though it's the end of the school year and I have 1 week left, I had 15 teachers signed up and faculty staff for September. So they paid and they signed, so now they're obligated to actually do it in September, which I'm very happy about. So I just keep everyone posted and giving motivational tips throughout the whole summer. So when we start back in September, they know that we've been with up until that time. So I'm happy for that. And then I have a boot camp tomorrow where at the end then I'm going to introduce the Corporate Fitness Challenge to the people in the boot camp. So now I'm trying to develop a system in regards to how I get people into a boot camp and then introduce the Corporate Fitness Challenge to the masses. So I'm happy.
See, that's awesome. I can't believe that you got the school to sign up and you already have them signed up and paid for fall, and you're going to keep them, like, keep in touch with them over the summer. I think it's brilliant. And I'm anxious to hear how it goes when you start introducing it to your boot campers in Central Park. How cool is that, people? His boot camp's in Central Park. So when you start introducing it, let me know how it goes and what kind of interest you get in getting one going this summer.
Perfect. Will do.
Okay, stay on. We've got a few more people. Let's see. Area code 231. Is that either Christina or Heather? Or there's several people in the 231. Who is this? Karen?
Yes.
Karen, my last guest. Sorry, Karen, what's up? Introduce yourself and tell us how you're doing.
Well, my name is Karen Drenth. I have three small gyms in three small towns in Michigan. So I can kind of relate to your kind of demographic of a lower household income type area. And when I say small towns, I mean small. They're like 2,000, 4,000. The biggest is 8,000 in Ludington, Michigan. And so I just recently purchased the CFC, but I'm still, we've just done an expansion at one of our gyms to make it possible to do more group training and stuff. So this is kind of on the back shelf, but I'm excited about some of the things you shared today. I especially like the reunion idea because I think it takes a little bit of the pressure off of meeting, having someone that can meet individually with each of the people that are part of the Corporate Fit Challenge and make it more of a team mentality when you're having those meetings. So I think that maybe as I'm starting off with myself and maybe one other person, that might be helpful.
That's awesome. I'm glad. Karen, I'm so glad that you ended up purchasing the kit. I know we've talked about it in the past. I hope you got some good ideas on the phone today and were motivated by some of the success you've heard so far.
Yep. Thanks.
Good. Excellent. Well, let's make sure we get your coaching call scheduled and help you get something off the ground. I'm glad the group coach idea sounded good to you because it is a good approach for people maybe with smaller teams to work with. And maybe a tighter schedule to make this happen. So I look forward to helping you get it rocking. Let's keep going here. 318, Libby, you must be on. Libby, I hate to always call you an all-star, but you know you are. Libby, introduce yourself to the new people and tell them what's up.
Hey, Trina, thanks. It's just a lot going on. I have just finished a 10-day boot camp, my first one. We did, after doing the first Corporate Fit Challenge, a 6-week. We repeated another one with the hospital that we're working with, and both of them have been very successful and had really good turnouts. And so we decided to mix things up and try something different and do the 10-day boot camp, which was really fun, and they loved it. I had an awesome group, and I had a lot of people participate that were not part of the hospital group, which now that has led to doing doing a 4-week challenge starting Monday, which is something kind of different. I just thought it met their needs, doing 3 workouts per week for 4 weeks. And I love the ideas that I got today from your talk on setting up rules for health. I think that's so applicable, and it'll be awesome to put all that information into the 6-week or 4-week challenge. So I'm fired up about getting some good tips today. And then just, I don't know if this helps anybody. I live in a town. We have a local college, and I've partnered with them and am using their facility to do my corporate fit challenges now. And so, and they're giving me their list of corporate memberships to hit up to do corporate fit challenges. So it's kind of been a win-win situation for me on that. And then I'm doing a college fit camp in the end of the summer for girls that are getting ready to go off to school that want to get fit. It's just been a thing that I've done before corporate fit challenge, but now with the corporate fit challenge system, it really helps me implement new ideas and make my other things a lot better. So thank you, Trina, again for all of your help.
That's great, Libby. I'm glad you could take some ideas from today. You've been really crushing the CFC. Those of you who don't know Libby, she's the one I featured in tons of my recent marketing about the program, where she came back from hearing about the corporate fit, bought it, brought in more than $10,000 in her first one. And I said she does already have connections in her community. She is an experienced trainer. She already had connections at the hospital, and this was just the system she needed to make it all work. Super glad you were able to take our 10-day boot camp idea and implement that afterward. It's great to have different programs back-to-back to use as feeder systems from one to the next. I'm excited to hear about your how the results of your four-week challenge.
Yeah.
And I hope you can take the ideas of the book club or the tips or, you know, health rules or things like that. So,
yeah.
Libby, thanks so much for sharing. I'm going to have you hold on. We've got a few more people to hear from, and it's motivating to hear from people who've been doing it for a while as well. So thanks for chiming in. I think we've got Tanya. Oh, Tanya, did I just disconnect you? No. Tanya, are you there? Shoot, I think I accidentally disconnected her. Hopefully she'll dial back in. My bad. Brian, you must be on. Brian, are you there?
I am here.
Do you want to introduce and share anything from the call?
Well, obviously, I haven't got a chance to try one. I'm still new to it. I'm excited to do it. And I guess my biggest issue for me is finding the right type of person to help me with this as a coach. You mentioned the life coaching skills quite a bit and not just the training. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. The people that right now are, you know, I have a martial arts school. So they, you know, they're focused on teaching martial arts, but I don't see them with the coaching skills. So I'm kind of looking at bringing on some new people.
There you go. There's some, you know, some resources in the kit about life coaching. There's questions in there about, or there's, you know, information in there about what kinds of questions to ask. I'm certainly not suggesting that you have to be a therapist to do the program, but you need to be willing or open to doing more than just teaching, you know, movement and fitness and program design. So, and I think everybody involved in the program, Libby, Angie, the Mac, others, would agree that this is just as much about helping people set those rules for life and hearing their struggles and getting to know them as a person as it is about leading a workout. So, Brian, I think you put the request out there to people you know or people in the community that says, I'm starting this new program. They have to be certified trainers to be involved in the program, in my view. But say, I'd be willing to teach you the ropes and teach you the program if you're open to the opportunity. So you might have people on your existing staff who want to move in that direction and learn more about helping people live better. But I think you're smart to assume that not everyone on your staff is the right fit. And I think that Maria would agree with me that not every trainer at the MAC and not every trainer at Bay Athletic Club is appropriate for this.
Okay.
So anyway, welcome back. I know that you've been traveling, and I'm anxious to get your call or meeting underway as well. Did you pick up some other ideas today?
A lot. No, I did. It was a really good concept about the rules. And, I mean, we talk a lot in the martial arts about discipline, and people have a tendency to think that that's a kind of like a bad thing, you know, whereas I just look at it as being organized, setting a course of action that you choose, you know, because it's something that is important to you, and you just, you know, have a plan and you stick to it.
Cool.
And that's how you get results. So
that's going to be an easy thing for you to carry over into this program.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Excellent. Well, let's hear from, is it Rebecca? Do I have Rebecca on area code 517?
Yes, I was the first one to speak already, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually.
Yeah, you did. I'm sorry. And I'm going back through East Lansing. Hello. Okay. I had one other person that I didn't recognize the area code, and that was 301. Is someone from the 301 still on? I know some people just like to listen in. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anybody. I think I went through most of the area codes. Did I miss anybody?
Yeah, I got missed.
Is this Tanya?
Yes.
Tanya, you got disconnected. I just sent you a message.
I did.
Call back in. You got disconnected. Yes, Tanya in the 561. Tanya, introduce yourself. Thanks for dialing back in. I appreciate it.
Tanya Oliver from Boca's Home, Florida. I work for a corporate company, and I am trying to get out of it and through your Corporate Fit Challenge. I met with Blue Green on Tuesday, gave them a presentation, and I feel it went really well. Just looking to set up a date to speak to their employees. They have 400 employees.
Whoa.
So they already have a gym in there. Yeah, I just decided to go straight for it. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Wow.
Get the big dog. They have a gym inside of their corporate company, and I guess my question is, because they had asked me a couple questions, like if they had different groups, because I know the corporate challenge is like on a Sunday, or it can be any day, and you choose the time. So, I mean, how would that work if I set up like a morning group and then an evening group? I guess it would depend if I had like enough people, but I don't also want to overstretch myself. You know, so I guess that being the question, because they had asked, like, how I could accommodate, am I making sense? Like, different groups and different times? Hello?
Tanya, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear
okay.
you. Can you hear
Sorry,
me?
Sorry, I think it was on mute. So listen, here's what I would say. Know what you want your limits to be going into it, and then just share that and say, and don't share it as a limit, but say, hey, I have the opportunity to lead 2 or 3 group workouts per week because I really want to accommodate you. So the times that I would have available are X, Y, Z, and then make those the options, right? If you have, I do believe personally, if you offer one either after work or on the weekend hours somewhere, if people want to make it happen, they will. And if you need mm-hmm. to offer one during the week, like a lunch hour one, you know, whatever they want. But just say, I want to accommodate you. I want to reach as many people as I can. I can do 2 or 3 group workouts per week. These are the times I have available. You pick which ones work.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited. I mean,
so you met with the administration, and when do you go in and talk to the employees?
She's going to be looking at the date and let me know by Monday what day. Well, I set the date for July 15th because I'm going to the IDEA conference, and
right.
I don't want to leave in the middle of a 6-week challenge.
Okay.
So the date had to have been set after the conference.
Okay.
And so, I mean, we have time, like over a month, to get the buzz spread.
Nice.
To get that award going. And, I mean, it's a big company. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. And I'm just pretty much going to try to memorize your whole speech to the employees.
You know, and that's good. If that's what works for you, that works. And make it your own. And you know, I would love for you to connect with Angie Amador. I think she's on the line. I'm hoping she's going to talk next. But it'd be fun for you guys to connect on Facebook. Angie is an independent trainer doing this herself in Chicago and has tackled some big companies on her own, like you want to do. So, Angie, are you on? Can you give us do an introduction and give us a quick update? We just have 2 people left. Okay, maybe Angie is not on. Debbie, are you on?
I am.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm sorry. I got on the call late, so I just sort of heard the last person, and that was it.
Oh, okay. You know what? It all got recorded, so no worries.
Oh, wonderful.
I thought maybe you got disconnected earlier and dialed back in, but, well, we had a great call today, so you'll get the recording sent out to you, and you'll have a chance to listen to it.
Oh, that would be amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. We've got one more person on then. Who is it? The 301. Anyone from the 301 want to share their final thoughts?
Hey, this is Gene.
Hi, Gene. How are you?
I'm good. I actually called in and I had to hang up because I had somebody walk in my club, so I called back in again.
I know. You guys are trying to throw me off here today on this conference call. I'm like, people's in, people out. They're in, they're out.
Yeah.
Gene, introduce yourself, please, to people, and then tell me what's up.
This is Gene Sherman, Anytime Fitness franchise owner here in Maryland. I also run a large boot camp in the area, and I've now consider myself a corporate fitness specialist thanks to Trina. But we have we're actually in the midst of two CFCs right now, with a hospital and an accounting firm. So we have two of those currently going on right now.
How are they going?
They're going great. They're going awesome. Our FMH one, our Frederick Memorial Hospital, is a large hospital in my county here with about 2,500 employees. So they actually also invited us 2 weeks ago to a women's health fair there, which we got probably about 40 new leads for potential future CFCs, people that are interested in it that had received the information in the beginning. But because it's such a large facility, it's, you know, obviously very challenging to get information out to them. It's one of those things where they got the information and weren't sure what to do with it. So, you know, we talked to a lot of people and got like 40 new leads out of that health fair from that. So our small group right now is looking to redo it. And then we'll certainly have a bunch of new leads to grow this one as well and moving on for the future.
Cool. Gene, for the new people on the line, of which there are many today, how many CFCs do you think you've done with Mary over the past few years?
Probably 10.
That's what I thought, yeah. Something between 10 and 15. Awesome. We'll keep rolling with them. Happy to hear that it's helping feed your new club.
I want to say one quick thing before we get off the plate. I caught what somebody was talking about as far as, you know, talking in the beginning. When you get people gathering and trying to memorize a speech, I was at a future link that I was invited to for our county sophomore and junior high schools that our local community college does. That was actually one of the companies that we've done our CFC with. So they invited us to come talk as one of the industries in our county that, you know, future people can see that this is an industry that's growing. And I had the pleasure of listening to one of the most top 10 influential presidents of UMBC, University of Maryland, Baltimore County. He spoke in the beginning, and one thing that he gave to people that I think you have said this too, that when you're talking about the CFC or whatever it is, the one thing you should always talk about is what's your story and what inspires you. And that was the one thing that I got from him as well, and I know you've talked about that as well, is that's what people will connect to when you're going into your CFC, is what's your story and what inspires you to motivate other people.
That's awesome. That is such a great final note, Gene, for sure, that people don't want to just hear logistics and facts and figures. They just want to know, you know, people like to be connected to others and know their story and what's the why. So, Tanya, I know if you go in there, Tanya, and lead with the why, that you want to help people, you know, become better versions of themselves. You think healthier people are happier people. Keep it simple, and you will do amazing. You have an infectious personality. I met you myself in person, and I know you'll do great at that company. So, Gene, great advice from you. To everyone who's on the phone, either live in person or listening to the recording later, thank you for taking the time to learn. We all get better when we learn from each other. So have a wonderful Friday, everybody. Thanks for being involved, and please share your updates on the Google group. I will see you on the Fast Track. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.